This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Well, a lot going on this time of year with the Oregon Department of Transportation. Dan Latham from ODOT joins us. Dan, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
So first of all, let's talk about the Melrose Road closure being pushed back to Wednesday morning. That's a long-term project that's been going on since spring of last year. Tell us more about what's going on.
Yeah, we're heading down the home stretch on this project where the next big milestone is setting the beams on the new beams on the new bridge. That was originally scheduled for Monday, but the beams are coming down from Vancouver, Washington. We have a lot of really hazardous weather and road conditions up there. So the contractor's going to wait a couple days, postpone that closure to a 6 a.m. Wednesday morning, tomorrow morning, where they'll begin transporting the beams down and placing those on the new bridge.
And that project, of course, means, doing that, placing the beams, means some detours for folks for several days. Explain how that works.
That's right. So we have a bypass bridge right next to the bridge that we're constructing, and that will be closed during the next week. We'll have a crane on that bypass bridge to set the beams. So when traffic is closed there, we're going to have traffic is closed on Melrose Road. We're going to detour traffic on Old Melrose, Harvard, Stewart Parkway, onto Garden Valley. So that's about a 5 or 10 minute delay for folks who are traveling in that area.
So something to keep in mind for people that live out in Melrose, work in Roseburg, or vice versa. Now, this Conford Bridge project, pretty big undertaking.
Yeah, so we're replacing the bridge on the same alignment. So once it's all done, it'll be very similar drive to what it was before. But this project actually also includes a second bridge in Oakland, replacing the old 1924 bridge there. And work is coming along on that. We're also getting close to opening that in the spring. We're going to have some more work over the next few weeks where we're paving the approaches, building the road approaches to the new bridge. So people are going to see some activity out there as well.
And that one is rather interesting, especially given the historical nature of that Oakland Bridge. And just even looking at what was in place to construct that bridge nearly 100 years ago, pretty amazing.
Yeah, this bridge we're building actually on a new alignment right next to the old bridge. So the old bridge is open, but it was very old. Traffic in the 1920s is very different, very smaller vehicles. So that bridge is currently a one-lane bridge with the traffic signal. The new bridge is going to be much wider, much more comfortable for people to drive across.
You know, I'm always wondering how they were able to construct bridges that many years ago. There are so many things with engineering that technology has moved forward with all the ways that you do things now versus the way you would have done it then. That would have been a tremendous undertaking to build that bridge back then.
Absolutely. And so we're very fortunate now we can build things in a way that impact traffic less. We've been able to keep traffic moving in that area as well as on Melrose Road, whereas if we were doing this 100 years ago, things would be very challenging.
Now, as well, you've got other things going on. Let's talk about the Exit 125 project. That's the Garden Valley Boulevard off-ramp there at Interstate 5. People see activity there. Explain what you're working on.
Yeah, so the main problem we have at that northbound off-ramp is traffic often gets very backed up. There's only two ways from the ramp onto Garden Valley. There's a left turn lane, then a combined straight or right turn lane. So traffic sometimes gets backed up all the way to the I-5 travel lanes, which can be very dangerous. So we're going to add a dedicated right turn lane. So you have three lanes out, one left, one straight, one right on that northbound off-ramp onto Garden Valley. To do that, we need to widen the ramp. So right now we've got some barrier in place where they put in a retaining wall. They're going to widen that ramp. They also need to replace the traffic signals and do some other work at all the four corners there. So work began in October of last year and it's going to continue until June.
So a lot to do there, but obviously to move things forward, given the amount of traffic you get there, I mean, that's a very busy place and you want to keep traffic flowing.
Absolutely. So we're encouraging people, you know, if during busy times of day, if they can use a different interchange, that's fine. So far, we've seen traffic moving fairly well, so there hasn't been too much of a problem. But we do want people to be aware of what's going on there.
And engineering-wise, I mean, you don't have a lot of extra space here, so I imagine a lot of work went into getting this done just right.
Yeah, so again, the first order of work was building a retaining wall on Munson Court, and so that's going to allow us to widen that ramp. Meanwhile, there's a lot of staging along Munson Court and in the grassy areas near the ramp. So it is a little bit of a challenge to get that work done.
Now, overall, we're still dealing with, especially to the north of us, some regional traffic issues with the weather. Talk about the work that goes into addressing those from ODOT.
Well, yesterday, especially between Cottage Grove and up toward Eugene, we had some snow and ice, and there were a lot of vehicles that had crashed or were stalled and putting on chains. So we had traffic backing up about 2 hours. So there is a lot of work going out there, you know, trying to move cars along, create openings for vehicles to get through. We really want to encourage, though, folks, if you don't need to drive to the Eugene or further north today, particularly when weather is so cold down in the 20s, we encourage folks to stay home in the Roseburg area and delay that travel until tomorrow. If they do need to travel, please carry chains, blankets, food, phone chargers, and things like that. Please gas up before you get on the road, because if you can take care of yourself, that's one less vehicle that our crews are going to have to deal with on the way up there.
Well, and I imagine, ODOT, you've had people extremely busy for the past several days all over Oregon with a lot of different things to tackle and address.
Yeah, that's right. We've had crews out on all the highways. Fortunately, down in the Roseburg area, Douglas County, we don't have as much ice on the state highways. We do have a lot of fog here, so we just want to encourage people to, you know, drive carefully.
All right. And, of course, be careful when all the folks that are out there working. That's always an issue as well for the safety for your crews.
Yeah, we want to really encourage people to slow down, drive with caution through these areas. That's right. Want everyone to go home every day after work.
All right. Dan Latham from ODOT, anything else you want to share with folks?
I just really want to encourage people, you know, if you don't need to travel north today, please, you know, stay local. If you do, plan ahead and be prepared with those chains and the other things that you need.
All right. Dan Latham from the Oregon Department of Transportation. Thanks for being on.
All right. Thank you, Kyle.
8:39 at the morning report.